Okay, we are up to Maseches Beis Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. So this Mishnah goes through some more of the halachos as they pertain to mukta and also other things that are prohibited to do because it just doesn't look right or the like. It's totally prohibited. So let's see inside Mishnah Gimel. Ein mevaken eitzim lo mina koros. A person can't chop wood from like a construction beam in order to make firewood. So in other words, let's say if you are allowed to use the firewood. So let's say you have these construction wood, right, similar to the Mishnah that we spoke about previously. You can't go to the backyard to take wood because that was the construction wood. So too over here, you can't chop the wood from the construction beams, even though you're going to use the wood for firewood. And you can't even, chop wood from a construction beam or take wood from a construction beam, that broke on Yontif. Since these beams were both intended to be used for construction, at least going into Yontif, they're too valuable for firewood, so they're going to be muktzah. So again, when you want to take a nice full piece of construction wood, you can't chop that. And when you want to take even a piece of a construction wood and chop that or use that, that would be totally prohibited on Yontif. And the reason why is, again, because this type of wood is so valuable that it's considered muktzah. You would say, so what? So normally I do take a broken piece of wood from the construction beam if it breaks. I can use that for firewood, but since it went into Yontif Muktzah, it does not relieve its Muktzah status until after Yontif is over. And we also are not allowed to chop wood. So you're going to chop wood for use for your fire. So that's allowed, a regular firewood. But you can chop the wood with an axe or with a saw or with a sickle. The reason why you can't use these things is because these tools are used by a craftsman to do things that are usher. So therefore, using it looks like you're doing something usher on Yontif. Elav a kofitz. Rather, what do you use to chop the wood? You use a kofitz, a cleaver, which is not really a craftsman's tool. Okay, bayashu mali. Let's say you have a house that's filled with fruit, filled with all this produce, and it's sealed before Yontif. How is it sealed? Well, you have the entrance to the house, so what do you mean it's sealed? Well, no, the entrance to the house has a pile of bricks in front of it. You pile these bricks one on top of the other, and now there's like a wall. They're not cemented together, but there's a pile here. So if this house was filled with produce, and you have this wall of bricks in front of it, if it broke open on Yontif, v'nivchas, it broke open on Yontif, no tzomim kol ha'pechas. A person is allowed to take the produce from the place of the breach. In other words, there's a little hole in there now, so you can push your hand in and then grab the produce out. That's totally permissible. Why would you say this is permissible? So the reason why is because the bricks were never cemented together. If it was like a real, like, sealed up mamish, then okay, then it would be an issue. But since it was never really sealed up, it was only just like clearly, like always, like a temporary wall, so we assume that that nothing was ever really sealed away for good, and therefore it's not really not set aside, and therefore it's not muktzah. So a person is allowed to take the produce if there is a breach that is made. That is the first opinion of the Mishnah. However, the Rabbi Meir says, "Af pochis lechatchila v'notel." A person can even open the room. A person can even take down the bricks in the first place. Lechatchila is permissible to take down the bricks and then take the produce. And again, the reason why is because they were never cemented together, so it's permissible to remove them to get some produce if you want. Okay, Mishnah Dalit ein pochas en asaner mebnejhu osa kli. So this Mishnah is going to deal with the prohibited act of making a kli on Yontif or Shabbos even. And the thing about making a kli is that making a kli is not just making like a fork or a knife or a hammer or whatever. It's making anything that can be that's fit for like a specific purpose. So again, the Mishnah, that Mishnah opens up with the halach of ein pochas en asaner b'pnei shehu osek kli. You can't hollow out like a lump of clay to form a lamp or to form a candle, because one is thereby making a kli when you do this. Ein osen pechamin b'yom tov, and you can't make charcoal on Yontif, because charcoal is also considered a kli. Basically, you can't make things that are going to serve a use on Yontif. And you can't cut a wick into two, because what happens when you cut one wick into two? Then what do you know? You have a new wick, and now you have two wicks and not one wick, and that's considered doing a malacha. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, I have an eitzah for you. You want to really cut that wick in half to use it on Yontif? Well, choscha ba'or l'shtei neros. All you got to do is cut it with a flame, so the ends of each of the wicks can be used in two lamps. So that sounds a little bit odd. If you're going to, let's say, cut the wick in the middle, then I'm not an expert in how these things work, but it probably would burn up the entire flame. It would burn up the entire wick. So how do you cut it with a flame? So it seems like what's going on over here is that the person has this really long wick, And he puts one end of it into one candle and another end of it into another candle. So you imagine like two candles sitting side by side now with the ends of each of the wicks now sticking up from the top. And now there's a little connecting piece in the middle where the two wicks are still connected. So all you got to do is just light a fire and that'll snap the wick in half in the middle, which that would be permissible to do on Yontif. So again, if you want to cut a wick, you can't just take a scissors and cut them in half. That would be prohibited. But what can you do? Well, you can light a fire to break them in half because that doesn't look like... you're not really, you know, because you're allowed to light a wick on Yontif, so it doesn't look like you're doing anything if you're just lighting the wick and it happens to snap in two. How does it snap in two? Rabbi Yehuda gives the eight, so you just got to connect them to two candles, and then once light the flame, then eventually it'll just go out and snap them in two. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we'll stop right here.